This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJ V show, but the D is missing today. Dougie is out taking a well-deserved vacation day. In for Dougie is the incredible, the handsome, the funny and charismatic Rich McFadden.
Ooh. Can't wait to meet that guy.
I'm Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, right there, Kara Schillen, holding down the controls. And guys, this is a bit of a serious story, but one that I thought we could start off with, because I think it brings up some really unique issues that Victoria and Kara and me as the potential parents down the road may want to pay attention to. And of course, Rich has two beautiful kids as well. So I'm interested to get his opinion. Who has been following the story of Charlie Gard? Have you guys been keeping an eye on that?
No.
No.
Tell me.
You really? You don't know Charlie Gard? All right.
No.
So Charlie Gard is an 11-month-year-old baby. He and his family live in the United Kingdom, and Charlie is very sick. He has a really rare disease that, I can't even remember the name of it, but he basically can't see, he can't hear, he's on tubes, and his parents are fighting to keep him alive. The hospital has said that he needs to be removed from the machines that are keeping Charlie Gard alive. The parents are saying, well, we've had specialists tell us that there could be a 10% chance, perhaps, that we could find someone to treat our son, and they have been looking into getting him to the United States for experimental treatment that could help their baby. Well, the hospital and the courts have been saying that that Charlie Gard should be taken off of of life support, essentially, and that he should be allowed to die with dignity. Well, it seems that Charlie Gard's parents, in going to court this past week to fight to keep their child alive and to fight to get resources maybe in from the United States to help give their son a bigger chance at survival, found out that the lawyer that was appointed to represent them is actually the same person who backs a charity that backs assisted dying. And so this has caused some hysteria, as you can imagine. The parents think that they're fighting for their child's life. They find out that their lawyer, who was appointed to represent them, is a proponent of assisted dying. Well, now the courts have allowed a doctor from the United States to fly in today to evaluate Charlie Gard, the 11-month-old, and see if his name is Dr. Micho Hirano. He's a neurologist at Columbia University in New York, and he's developing this experimental therapy that's been used by at least one American patient with similar but less severe, it's called mitochondrial disease. That's what Charlie Gard has. He specializes in this department in neuromuscular diseases. And so now the argument rages on whether or not this doctor should be let in and whether he should have the opportunity to examine Charlie Gard, or if the parents should let Charlie go with dignity. The doctor has told the court when he testified that there's an 11% to 56% chance at improvement for the baby. So just let's go around the table
what
here.
What a swing.
Yeah, and see what where everybody's head is on this particular case. I mean,
so the real question here is, who has the right to decide?
That's right. The hospital, the courts, or the parents. And that's really what it's boiling down to. And I think this has long implications for parental rights, specifically in the United Kingdom where this family lives. But do parents have the right to control, I guess, the destiny or attempt to control the destiny of their 11-month-old baby? And Rich, since you're in for Dougie, yeah, we start with you. What do you? I mean, as a parent, and you're the only parent here at this time. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to do whatever I can to to make sure that my kid has every opportunity to overcome whatever challenge they are. That said, I'm not going to let my kid sit there and suffer either. So if I think there is a, I say this now, it's easy to sit here behind this desk and this microphone and say this, but if I think there's a 30, 40, 50% chance that my kid can overcome this, or even a 25% chance, I'm going to go for it.
Right.
If I think that there's no chance, 0, 1, 2, 3% chance, I'm probably going to say, I don't want my kid to suffer like this and have to make a difficult decision.
Yeah, that's the question. What percentage counts as a viable option? Because if he's got a 10% chance, okay, is that enough? It's not 25%. It's not 50%.
I think if you're a parent, it's something
you
hold on to.
Yeah, I was just wondering, see, and it's kind of the same thing that Rich just said. What do you... You take all this time and you want your kid to survive, but I highly doubt, even if this baby survives, that he's ever going to be normal. He's ever going to be able to live a normal life. So what do you do in that situation? I mean, obviously you don't know, but if he's going to be severely disabled and brain damaged his entire life,
I know what you're saying, but I think for parents, and we have family friends who have disabled children, and they still wouldn't change anything. I mean, they wouldn't, you know, I mean, it's your child, and I don't think people really make that kind of decision based on, well, he's not going to have a normal life. It's like, well, he's alive, and we're going to love him no matter what.
Yeah, disabled is one thing. I mean, disabled is you can still enjoy the joys of life. But will you be functional at any,
right.
You know, and that's the decision that I would look at is will they be able to be functional in any form or fashion?
But in the U.S., fortunately, I don't know anyone who's ever been on life support, but I always just assume the families had the final say on that. On when
well,
to pull the plug and
in,
not the courts and the doctors.
That's where healthcare
different...
and insurance companies, I mean, because at a certain point, somebody's going to say, we're not paying for Charlie anymore.
And keep in mind, they do have socialized medicine in the United Kingdom.
Right.
This makes the debate even more important, right, because this is where our country is going in the wake of changes to healthcare. This is where, politically, I think a lot of people would like to see our healthcare go, is like the United Kingdom or like Canada. And so then the government controls the healthcare more than the parent does, and I think that's why this makes it even more important for parents in the United States who might be hit with the same kind of thing. Are we willing to give away that control? Because Victoria, I think you and I agree on this. If the doctors came to me, and keep in mind at the very first visit with Charlie Gard and as he was in the hospital, the doctor there said it's a 10% chance at survival for your baby, and that's why they wanted to pull him off the machines. If a doctor told me there was 10%, I would have a very hard time pulling the plug because I would be haunted for my entire life.
Yep.
Could he have survived? Now, this United States doctor is coming in there and actually upping the odds a bit, saying that it's an 11% to 56% chance for improvement. So now this family has even more hope, which is why they were trying to block this doctor from coming in, because I don't think they wanted to even increase that number for the family with something they believe is so catastrophic.
Mm.
But parental rights, and that's just it. The argument is, does an 11-month-old want to die with dignity? I mean, they can't really decide this for themselves. So how do we figure it out? Who decides? Who rules?
I don't think you'll be able to decide, because money is going to decide at some point. At some point, somebody's going to cut that cash flow off and say, but it's funny, because I was just having this conversation with my neighbor, who is, you know, I'm in the sandwich generation. I'm in my, you know, early 50s, and taking care of my mom, taking care of my mother-in-law, and then also taking care of my kids. And my neighbor's in the same boat, where she's taking care of her mother, who has got Alzheimer's and probably just several months away from passing away. And we were talking about the fact that there are no inheritances anymore, because your money gets spent.
Just taking care of yourself.
Taking care of yourself. Through those years where, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it was boom, you could not stay alive for that extra 5 years or that extra 4 years. You basically just died 5 years. But now they have the ability to make you live with Alzheimer's for another 8 or 10 years or cancer or whatever it is. And it just, so at a certain point, the money train stops. And it's kind of opened my eyes. We aren't really in control. Whoever's writing the check is in control, be it your insurance company, be it the government, if they're controlling your health insurance, whatever it is, the hospital. The hospital wants to be able to keep you alive for as long as they can because they're cashing checks.
And well,
the insurance
in this
company
country,
is going, well, wait a minute, we don't want to write that check anymore.
Right.
So
I mean, in this country, it's different because you can pay out of pocket. Really there, I mean, I don't know. People there.
And we
people,
are. That's
yeah,
where everybody's inheritance is going. Look at Roberta Fasanelli. Remember what she did with her mother? She paid millions. Her mother had several million dollars. Boom. Gone. Because she stayed in a home that cost $20,000 a month for the last 2 years of her life.
Jeez.
That's really interesting. I know my grandparents set up a fund for themselves, and it was so bizarre. It's so bizarre how your body, your soul knows. We never talked finances when they were in their later stages of life with them. We just made it happen using the money that they had worked really hard for all their life. And I'm not kidding. The minute that money was out, I think there was maybe $5,000 left in their account. That's when they both passed away within 6 months of each other. And it was unbelievable. My dad and my uncle never had to pay really anything out of pocket for them. They covered all their own expenses. There was just not a lot to inherit. I think you're right. People,
so you don't save your whole life to leave it for your kids anymore. You save your whole life so that you don't drain your kids' bank accounts
right.
to help take care of you in your
It's
really
to
sad.
Not be a burden instead of instead of leaving a legacy to your kids. It's amazing. You're right, Rich.
The controversial case of Charlie Gard. Let us know what you think. You can find us on Twitter at DJV Show or, of course, on Facebook at DJV Show. Let us know what you think at 17 past the hour. It is the DJV Show.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text food or comida to 877-877.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so another story with a medical focus, guys, on the DJV Show. This story blew my mind. I saw over the weekend some pictures of these weird-looking dogs trending all over social media. It turns out that the Chinese, in all of their infinite wisdom, have created gene technology to create superhuman, hypermuscular test tube dogs. These things are crazy-looking. They look like two dogs glued together. They're gigantic and muscular and long and very heavy in the front, and it looks like something you'd see in like a comic book movie. It's unbelievable.
This is so bizarre. Like the front of them is huge, the back of them is huge, and then the middle of them is just like skinny,
like a wiener
long
dog.
Wiener dog.
So
you would think if they were going to genetically modify dogs, they would at least make them like cute. Right?
They have, yeah, right? I mean, make them more adoptable. But these dogs are obviously set up for work. This is a lab-bred dog. They have twice the muscle mass of natural dogs. They're considerably stronger, considerably faster. And apparently the canine genome is especially difficult to engineer and replicate. So this has been seen as a huge win for the Chinese. So check it out. Pictures up at DJV Show on Twitter. It is 20 past the hour.
Any
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Said hell no.
Yes, she did. Toby Keith in the Focus. Music news time on the DJV show. Dougie is out. Rich McFadden is in. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is playing the music. And now, I know I'm the country girl on the staff, but come on, you guys. This is Toby Keith. You don't think this is awesome? I mean, what do we think here?
What song is this?
It's called Hell No. Hell No.
Oh, I like it.
All right, so Toby Keith, one of my favorites in country music. He's kind of an outlaw. He played, actually, if you remember, at the Trump inaugural event, much to the chagrin of some of his critics who said, you shouldn't be there. We should be protesting the president. He said, nope, I play every time I'm asked by my country. He is a very patriotic guy. He plays for the military all the time. Now, he's in the news today. He's been around long enough that he's had some hard-earned freedom when it comes to releasing music, and he's taking full advantage of it with his forthcoming album, The Bust Songs. The new collection comes out September 8th and features 12 of Toby's kind of unorthodox songs. Remember, he's the one that created Red Solo Cup, I'll Fill You Up. That was a bit unorthodox.
Yeah.
All of them on this new album were written with a special mentality that only the back of the tour bus can bring out of the artist. Seven of the album songs are new. The other five are fresh takes on old favorites. He gave his fans a little taste of what to expect from the bus songs last month when he shared album track Wacky Tobacky, which is a lowbrow ode into some High Times, the video that features Willie Nelson. Now, he and Willie did a movie together, and every concert, I've seen him in concert every single time, and I think we have the song, Kara. He sings a song, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again, and that's one of his big favorites to sing live.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed it around. And the last words I spoke before they took me in, I may discount bungee jump, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
In addition to promoting his new album, Toby Keith will also receive the Poets Award from the Academy of Country Music in August. So, look, if you need weed songs with Toby Keith, coming out in September. There you go.
Let me tell you something. I saw Willie Nelson in concert, and
heard he's kind of ruined his voice now.
He should take the guitar and beat it with a sledgehammer.
Oh, that's right. You hate his guitar.
That thing sounds horrible, and his voice isn't much better.
Oh, he's, you know, older guy. He's had a lot of hard living.
Whatever.
All right. Also in the country vein, someone who does not smoke marijuana, it doesn't even drink a beer, is Brad Paisley. One of the best guitarists in music, forget country music, just in music right now,
sure,
is Brad
yeah.
Paisley. And he has unveiled a brand new Fender guitar called the Brad Paisley model. It's Brad Paisley Road Worn Telecaster. Now, Richie, you are our resident guitar guy. This
yep.
This has been in the works for years, and he apparently road tested a number of prototypes while he was touring, and this was the one that he settled on.
Yeah, you know, they've got a couple of Brad Paisley guitars. He's got some pink guitar with all kinds of, and they sell that. You can walk right into your guitar center or wherever, you can buy that now. But this is kind of like the gritty sounding, when I'm on the road, this is the guitar I want to use type thing. And they do this, I mean, they have Eric Clapton guitars, Stevie Ray Vaughan guitars, Danny Gatton guitars, the whole thing. So he's the hot guitar player right now, and Fender's, you know, taking advantage of it. And it's a cool sound, so I'm all for it.
It's a good price, too. It's $11.99. That's
not bad.
You know,
yeah,
that's not bad, for sure.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, all of his guitars have a little Paisley on them because of his last name. So this one, I think, also does with a little sparkle lacquer on it. It is 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Let's face it, we all love our dogs, we all love our cats, and we want them to live as long as they possibly can and keep them as healthy as we possibly can. Here are the three most important things that you can do to control and help your dog or cat live that longer life. As they age, more vet visits are warranted. You know, when our pets are younger, we take them to the vet once a year. That might be okay, but as they get older, it's important to take them to the vet more frequently, a minimum of twice a year, so that any problems can be caught real early. And the weight and the food that you feed them is really, really critical. A lot of older pets, because they don't get the amount of exercise they did when they were younger, start gaining weight. In fact, veterinarians say that the number one problem they see nowadays is obesity in dogs and cats, and that causes the same problems it does for people. A lean dog or a lean cat on average will live 2 years longer than a fat dog or cat. 2 years on a dog's life is like 10 or 15 in a human life. Keep them in good shape. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you're into music, you no doubt know about Monster. They're one of the hottest brands on the planet, with best-selling headphones and speakers that fuse style with substance. Tech It Out caught up with Noel Lee, founder, CEO, and head Monster at Monster Audio.
So we designed the world's best headphones, and the knowledge of, you know, my personal ability to be engineer, an audio engineer, musician, and audiophile, kind of wrap all those together.
Noel says Monster's signature heavy bass also set it apart from the competition.
We were very passionate on figuring out how to get bass, that punch that the kids wanted to hear. All the instruments were electronic. That was the impact of the music when we came out with Beats. And we were the first ones to be able to do that.
Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V show, and sounds a little different today because Dougie is out taking a well-deserved vacation day. I'm Jennifer Horn. In for Doug is Rich McFadden. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen. And ladies and gents,
yes.
All eyes on OJ.
Is OJ getting a may he get out?
Yes. In fact, I think it's in the bag for OJ. And it's funny to say all eyes on OJ because it's been like 20 years, like the late 90s called, and they want their news story back.
Hey, you know, we have a local band here in Northern Virginia called White Ford Bronco.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, because of the Ford Bronco.
And they do all 90s music. That's all they do is 90s music.
Funny. Yeah. But OJ's had a big year in pop culture. I mean, the miniseries that was on TV that Ryan Murphy did.
Yeah.
And that won all the Emmys, and now Jay-Z just dropped his new album, and it's there's a whole song about OJ on it. So, I mean, OJ's still a pop culture phenomenon.
So hook me up with some info. How is OJ going to get out of this?
So here's the deal. So OJ did not see prison time for the death of Nicole Brown Simpson, his former wife, Ron Goldman, of course,
right.
The murder. A lot of people say that he did it and he got away with murder. Others will say, no, he didn't do it. He got out and just, was... a saint. Well, instead of just disappearing, after someone beats a serious murder rap, like the one that he was facing with the eyes of the nation on it, instead of just going away, OJ did a little armed robbery instead and found himself behind bars in a Nevada prison for almost 9 years. This Thursday, he is eligible for parole, and one of his former attorneys, at least, thinks it's just a matter of time, that this is just a foregone conclusion, that he will be eligible for release on October the 1st if everything goes as expected. Yale Gallantner is the man who represented O.J. during his 2008 trial when he was found guilty on 12 counts, including robbery, kidnapping, and he was sentenced to a 9-year minimum, 33-year maximum sentence in Las Vegas. Parole in the state of Nevada is really based on how you behave in prison, and by all accounts, he has been a model prisoner. So he's going to get out. Once he gets this approved by the judge on Thursday, he'll be let out as I guess October 1st would be the day. Four members of the Nevada Board of Parole Commissioners will consider parole for OJ at the board offices in Carson City, Nevada. Proceedings will begin Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can bet there will be lots of interest to this. OJ's 70 years old now. He participates by video conference. He's right now in the Lovelock Correctional Center, where he's been since 2008. So that's about 100 miles away from
Carson. What a great name for a prison, Lovelock.
Lovelock, right? So many good jokes there. So many good prison jokes.
That's awesome.
He'll be on probation for a long time, I'm assuming, right?
I would imagine if he's out of parole, he'll have some years to serve.
ESPN and other networks are going to be covering the hearing live.
This will be a media series. I have a friend who works for CNN Radio who is being sent today to sit in Nevada to watch the proceedings of the OJ. For a week, he'll be there covering this.
I mean, what does OJ do when he comes out, though? I mean, does he have money left?
He'll be signing. He'll make good big money signing stuff.
Was there a wrongful death thing after? Did he have to pay that? I'm sure that was millions,
right?
Yeah,
he lost
the
civil trial, so he did have to pay a lot. Plus, he pays not only money to the Goldman family, but he paid money to his ex-wife, Nicole's family.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's got money stocked away. I think the rumor was, before he went into prison, and maybe Rich, you'll remember, didn't he divest a lot of his money to other places for safekeeping so they couldn't dip into it?
Yeah, like to the kids and stuff like that. But I don't know how much they still can tap him for. But you know, I mean, this guy was making a lot of money before the murders, doing autographs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We heard about his Bruno Mollies, right?
Yeah, not only is he a sports figure, which is kind of worthless now because of his thing, but, I mean, he's an American icon, kind of notoriously now.
Yeah.
And people are going to pay for his autograph.
Only a sports icon, but really one of pop culture. I mean, mentioned, Victoria. I mean, all the miniseries and everything, music, all the stuff that was touched by that trial, by the Bronco chase. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
How old are his kids now?
Gosh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm assuming they were raised by Nicole's parents.
I think that's right, the sisters, perhaps.
Oh, right, she had a sister, that's right.
And I think that they've got to be in their 20s, they've got to be in their late 20s by now, right?
I thought one of them was friends with Khloe Kardashian. I thought she was friends with the daughter.
The rumor was that Khloe was actually the daughter of O.J. Simpson. Because don't forget, Chris and O.J. were very close. They were close friends. The whole Robert Kardashian and O.J. Simpson were best friends.
And so, I guess Chris was best friends with Nicole Brown.
Right.
So that was also complicated, too. Her ex-husband was defending the man who basically murdered her best friend.
Although, by all accounts, if you read the stories surrounding what happened with O.J., or if you watch that miniseries, you can see it. They painted Robert Kardashian to actually be a pretty decent guy and seeming to want to believe in his best friend, O.J., mm-hmm. of course, you want to do that. But then as the trial progressed, you could see Robert Kardashian changing a bit and at the end realizing, not even able to believe that O.J. had gotten off and gotten away with it, because I think his opinion had switched during the trial.
Wow.
Now, O.J.'s got that likability about it. Even now, he's still... Yeah, I don't know why, but
You
look
at him. He's a likable murderer.
Yeah,
he's a likable murderer. Yeah.
He's like Robert Durst. Everybody kind of became a fan of Robert Durst.
But if he needs to make money, can you imagine how easy it would be for him to get a reality show at this point? I mean, he gets out of prison, getting back into getting back into life again. I mean, if he needs money, it's there for him because there's still so much interest in this story.
What does that say about us?
Right. I know it's disgusting. We're gross, but we have like this. Train, you know, we like to look at a good train wreck every once in a while. All right, speaking of autographs, Victoria, there's a story out today about George Lucas, and this is some new behavior from him. And over the last few weeks, he's been going after people looking for his autograph.
It's very bizarre. I think George we actually Lucas. Have audio of, George Lucas, like Star Wars George Lucas.
Oh, God.
He was coming out of his hotel on Friday. He was in New York City, and a few people were there asking for autographs. And instead of just ignoring them, he went right up to them and got in their face and started a verbal altercation. And we actually have some audio of this. It's kind of
Mr.
crazy.
Mr. Lucas, from the Philippines, please.
You know why I have money and you don't have money?
Okay.
It's because instead of spending my time doing autographs, I spent my time making movies.
Okay. I can't make movies, sir.
Yes, you can. Oh, I started out just like you.
I
had nothing when I started.
Mr. Lucas, I come from an area where a lot of my friends are dead now. They're not even breathing. So I'm trying to make money. Mr. Lucas, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Wow.
You know what? I agree with him.
I love him. I love him.
I agree with him. I agree with him.
Yeah.
You know what, though? The response of, I have money and you don't have money. And were these people trying to make autographs and then sell them?
Yes.
I understand that then.
These are those low-bottom-feeding people. We even had one that used to work here. And, like, his part-time job was to go out, he'd go down to the Capitol Hill, and he'd get people's autographs, and he'd put them on eBay. And I'm like, dude, really? Like, that's like, you're like carny folk.
That's so weird to me, too, the fact that people buy autographs that they didn't even get in person. Like,
right.
To me, the entire point,
money.
The whole point of getting an autograph for me is so you can actually get to meet the person that you like and admire. What are they buying them for? Just to sell them again or to give their kid for a present or something?
Well, I mean, Star Wars, you put it with a picture of the Millennium Falcon and, you know, there you go. It's a nice piece of art. But, I mean, look at OJ. People will still pay for OJ's autograph.
Yeah.
And people will go get OJ's autograph and then sell it on eBay and somebody will buy it.
Yeah.
It is
maybe now so more
divided.
Than ever. Yeah.
I don't know who buys. I mean, people spend thousands of dollars for autographs. I mean, it's a name on a piece of paper. Who
knows?
Or on a football or on a baseball or on a helmet.
I don't get it. But unless maybe you get it yourself and you want to document it. But when you're just buying stuff online, it's pretty dumb.
I've never been an autograph guy. I don't know that I have anybody's autograph, and I've met plenty of famous people. I will get a picture.
Yeah, pictures are so much better.
Right, pictures are, because they're documenting what you, you were and what you were doing. All right, so, George Lucas, I feel sorry for him. He gets trailed around. I would tell him off, too. Get to work. Go get a job. Please.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Delta Airlines in the focus. They're in trouble because they kicked a very famous political pundit off their plane this past weekend with the details. Next, it's a DJV show at 44 minutes past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877. This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the airlines back in the focus. It's DJ V Show. Doug is out. Rich McFadden is in. And, of course, you've got the girls with you, Victoria, Jen, and Kara. Now, Delta Airlines has hit back at what they have called a public attack on its employees and customers by Ann Coulter, after the conservative pundit posted a series of angry tweets over an in-flight seat mix-up she experienced over the weekend. Now, Delta has released a statement. They said, "We are disappointed that the customer has chosen to publicly attack our employees and other customers by posting derogatory and slanderous comments and photos in social media." They said her behavior was unnecessary and unacceptable. It's like they never met Ann Coulter before, please. I mean, what do you want?
Really? Are you surprised?
So she was in Dallas over the weekend, and she tweeted that, or I guess she was getting ready to get on a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to West Palm Beach, Florida, or something like that. She said after the flight had landed, she called it the worst airline in America, and she detailed how she was asked to move from a seat with extra leg room that she had carefully chosen in advance and booked, and she even posted a picture of the woman her seat was given to and targeted a few of the airline's employees. Her exact tweet: "So glad I took time to investigate the aircraft and pre-book a specific seat on Delta so some woman could waltz in at the last minute and take my seat. At Delta Motto, how can we make your flight more uncomfortable?" Keep in mind, I do feel a little sorry for Ann Coulter. She's over 6 feet tall, and
yeah,
she paid extra. Yeah, she paid extra for the extra legroom seat. She was in her seat, already ready to go, when Delta personnel asked her to move to put another woman in her seat.
Why?
Yeah, exactly.
And why did you give up your seat?
Right.
I paid for this seat.
I think she just argued with them.
Why is Ann Coulter not up front?
You know, that's the other thing. Why isn't she flying first? But she went for the extra comfort. She said Delta, she tweeted, "If Delta employees were not so honorable and trustworthy, I would have said this is an outright lie. Facts are not insults," because she actually took pictures of the woman who was put into her seat. I feel sad for her. This woman probably didn't ask for it. But she got pictures of Ann Coulter, and Ann Coulter sent them out to her whole social media network. I would imagine that this social media tirade was probably the most of it, because I think Ann Coulter is probably smart enough to argue a little, but not too much, on an airplane, because you know what happens. You see Dr. David Dowie got drug off.
Right.
Please.
But, you know, the weird thing is, if Ann Coulter was asked to move, obviously there was another seat available somewhere. So why wasn't this woman just put in that seat?
Well, Delta said, for Delta's part, they said that she had originally booked a window seat in an exit row, but changed it to one in the aisle less than 24 hours before. The airline said it inadvertently moved her during boarding to another window seat in the same row when working to accommodate several passengers with seating requests. So they were... See, I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
If you have a seat and you buy the seat, the airline shouldn't be able to remove you unless there's some catastrophic...
They overbook, they oversell,
yeah,
and then they have to deal with it. And it's just part of doing business now for them, is they go, okay, listen, we're going to have a certain amount of people not show up, so let's oversell it by 10, 20, whatever per flight, and then we'll deal with it at the time.
Right.
And that's how they do business now.
I mean, when are they going to, like, smarten up? I mean, hello? That mentality is getting them into trouble,
yeah,
on a weekly basis.
Overbooking is really, really bad news. It's, you know, you don't sell more stuff than you have. You have a certain number of seats, you sell those. All right, it's DJ V Show at 49 minutes past the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All together now, Money Pit time. It's 53 past the hour on the DJV experience, and you're about to experience Tom Kreitler and all of the good information that he brings along with him. But we're going to change it up a little bit this week. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden in here for Doug Steffen, along with Tom Kreitler on his regular weekly segment. And Tom usually tells us how to take care of our houses, how to keep them tip-top to shape and do it for a reasonable cost. But you know what? Tom's out in the middle of nowhere this weekend having a great time with his son and about, what, thousands of other young men?
Yeah, Rich, I'm a very passionate believer in the Boy Scouts of America. Both of my boys are Eagle Scouts, and it's been my privilege to volunteer in many capacities. And today, the next 2 weeks, I'm at the National Scout Jamboree in West Virginia at a beautiful place called the Bechtel Summit Reserve, and I'm here with 40,000 scouts.
Wow. Wow.
Are you all in tents or cabins?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm standing outside Camp Echo, which is where the adult staff is staying, and there's like four-man army tents that we're in, and we're all staying here, and there's a big dining hall, and they bus us, you know, where we need to go. But it's a massive facility, and I tell you what, the kids come here from all over the country, and they have the time of their lives. There's
40,000 kids. What do you do? Yeah, how do they organize it? It's like a little city then, isn't it?
It really is. In fact, it's like the largest third largest city in West Virginia when it's fully populated. It's the third largest after Charleston and Huntington, just to kind of put it in perspective. And they do an amazing job here. There's a lot of things for the kids to do. They're all in their own camps. In fact, as you look across the fields right now, because the kids are not here yet, there's pallets that dot all of these camps. And everything that they need for 2 weeks are in those pallets. The first thing they do when they arrive is they unpack, they set up their tents, they have their cooking facilities there, their dining flies, and they get their camps established. And then starting Wednesday is opening day. They get a chance to participate in many, many types of activities here, including a day of service. There's going to be 6 days of service that are held, during which there's going to be over 120 projects completed in West Virginia by these scouts. So they're not only here to learn, they're here to have fun, and they're here to give back to the community.
So, Tom, let me ask you a first question that everybody's thinking right now, and I know everybody listening right now is thinking this. Where do 40,000 kids go to the bathroom?
No one's thinking that.
Yes, they are. Absolutely they are. Where are you?
And being a home improvement expert, I can tell you, rest assured, there are plenty of facilities here to take care of those necessities.
It's porta potties, though, right?
Yeah, it's porta potties. But no, this is the second time they've had the National Scout Jamboree at this property, and it's pretty well developed at this point. So there's bathhouses. We even have solar powered showers here. You know, it's reasonably comfortable from a camping perspective. But you know, the facilities here are really impressive. You know, one of the things that we're focusing on here is STEM. You know, the science, technology, education, and math, engineering, and math. And there's a bridge here that is absolutely spectacular. Google it if you can. It's called the Console Energy Bridge. This is a 786-foot-long suspension bridge.
Yeah.
Suspension bridge just for people to walk across. And it's just an absolutely beautiful piece of architecture. But the facilities here and the things these kids get to do, you know, there's over 100 climbing stations at the mountain climbing facility. They have a zip line that is, I think it's over a half mile long. I mean, it's just,
wow.
It's just pretty amazing. So they get to do stuff like that. There's a place called the Barrels where they get to experience shooting sports, and there's over 400 shooting stations possible. It's, like I said, it's kind of like Disney World for scouts.
So how long does any one kid stay there, any one scout stay there? They stay there the full 2 weeks, or they stay there for?
They stay the whole time. Yeah, it's almost 2 weeks, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
And you've been involved with this. How many times have you done this event?
This is the third time, because it only happens every 4 years. It's such a massive undertaking that it only happens every 4 years. So I did it in 2010, and then they actually had the one after that in 2013, because they were timing it with the construction of this facility we're in today, and then this is my third time in 2017. And I get to work with the national media team, so we'll have coverage here for the media coming in from different parts of the country, and we'll help show them the
good for you. So, Tom, in the 30 seconds we have left, tell us what scouting has done for your boys. What have they taken away from scouting?
You know, it's really developed them, you know, as boys and now as men. And I'm so proud of both of them that they're both Eagle Scouts now, because, you know, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. And what you learn, what it says about your character and about your morals to be able to become an Eagle Scout is really amazing. It's only 2% of the kids in scouting that make it that far.
Good for you. All right. Well, have a great time. Be safe and take care of all those kids. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.